From the heat and fatigue and confusion of the New York restaurant kitchens, a new book has arrived. Anthony Bourdain has been a chef for 20 years. He writes about what he calls the dark recesses of the restaurant underbelly and is quite open about his own past troubles with drugs and alcohol, both off and on the job. But he also writes about his respect for the talented true professionals in his business and his love for great cooking. One chapter in Anthony Bourdain's book is called How to Cook Like the Pros, and he includes the question, what do we have in our kitchens that you probably don't? Here's his very simple list of tools. The first item, one knife.
Most professionals have one knife on their station, and they use it for everything, from anything from slicing a tiny little shallot or a clove of garlic to slicing beef or chicken or fish. So really one good chef's knife and maybe a nice offset serrated blade for bread, you know, difficult to slice tomatoes, things like that.
Secret number two, a plastic squeeze bottle. This could cost you maybe 79 cents, right?
Yep. That's what makes those plates look so sexy in the restaurant. For instance, you mask the bottom of a plate with a white sauce. Then using your squeeze bottle, you squeeze a darker colored sauce on top in cute rings, drag a toothpick through. You know, it's like spin art. And, you know, using this principle and messing around for a while, you should figure out all sorts of cool things to do with your squeeze bottle and your toothpick.
And the metal or plastic ring or even a PVC pipe cutoff.
Yeah. We use that a lot. If you're making chicken and mashed potatoes, the mashed potatoes will look a lot better if you pipe them into a ring. You know, wowee, looks just like a restaurant.
If I can buy one pan for my kitchen, you're recommending a heavyweight, nonstick saute pan.
Mm-hmm.
As heavy as I can find?
I would get one not very high-quality nonstick saute pan and then maybe one or a couple of regular aluminum pans. And with that, you can do pretty much all the sauteing and frying that you need to do. A stock pot would be nice as well. But I think the key word here is heavyweight.
You're turning against, as you say, copper hand rubbed by virgins.
Yeah, it looks really cool hanging over your stove and everybody will think, wow, they really know how to cook. But, unless you have a permanent scullion standing there willing to, rub that thing down with sand and keep it shiny, and I think it's more trouble than it's worth.
Ingredients, shallots, and butter. You say, if you're planning on using margarine in anything, you can stop reading now because I won't be able to help you.
Yeah, it doesn't respond the same way in the pan. It doesn't taste the same. A big tablespoon of butter tossed in. It's called Monte au beurre. One of the ingredients that makes your food in restaurants taste differently than the stuff you're cooking at home.
Do you think we're getting butter that we don't know about, actually?
Yeah, you're eating a lot of butter in restaurants. It's the first thing in the pan and the last thing in the sauce. I mean, it's what makes our sauces different than your sauces. It makes them sort of a creamy, mellow, sweetens them up a little bit and gives them a color and consistency that most people, associate with, a professionally prepared meal.
What is chiffonated parsley?
Yeah, that's just sliced parsley. Very finely sliced, almost like a slawed parsley. Lay the leaves of parsley on the cutting board and slice as thinly as you can with a knife, and it gives it that sort of stringy, haphazard, artful look that when sprinkled around your plate looks real good.
Near the end of the book, there's a chapter called So You Want to Be a Chef, and you have some numbered tips here. The first one is be fully committed, and that's understandable. Number two is don't steal. I gather this is don't steal, or if you do steal, make sure that the owner knows you're stealing, right?
Well, not really. You tell your boss, hey, I'd like to take a steak home tonight. Just thought you should know. Is that okay? Assuming he doesn't object, you take the steak home.
And never call in sick.
Never. Most important thing I'm looking for in a line cook or an employee.
Except?
Loss of limb, sucking chest wound, death of immediate family member. These are accepted excuses in my kitchen. Oh, also if you're arrested, I expect to see the booking slip the next day, though, when you come back.
Rule number four is always be on time.
Absolutely. Most important characteristic I'm looking for in any cook.
Rule number two is learn Spanish.
Also essential. I mean, much of the workforce in restaurants, particularly in kitchens, is Spanish-speaking. I think it would be foolish and arrogant to not learn Spanish.
You tell a story in your book about the difference between an Ecuadorian line cook and an Italian line cook.
I worked for a while for a very fine Italian chef, and he was talking, we talked a lot about risotto, which was at the time new to me, and, you know, general principles. And he was telling me why he, you know, a proud Tuscan, would never hire an Italian to make risotto in his kitchen. And as he explained it, an Italian, when screamed at, you know, "Where's that risotto? Give me the risotto. Is that risotto ready? You know, all the rest of the order is up. Let me have the risotto." The Italian will fold under the pressure and actually give him the risotto. An Ecuadorian, he explained, will turn his back, calmly continue stirring, and put the risotto up when it's done the way he was shown to do it the first time. As he explained, that it was a character issue, but you know, I found that kind of to be true.
Mr. Bourdain, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
Anthony Bourdain, his book is Kitchen Confidential. He's currently a chef at Brasserie Les Halles in New York City.